JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome. In today's program, Jamaica Constabulary Force making headway in the fight against human trafficking. And we take our glimpses of Jamaica from St. Elizabeth. Stay with us. The Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, is making strides in the fight against human trafficking, with more than 41 victims rescued by the Anti-Trafficking in Persons Unit to date. More in this report from Brian Miller.
According to Deputy Commissioner of Police, DCP Carl Williams, the achievements can be credited to collaboration among the various units within the JCF and the vibrant partnership with other agencies, both locally and overseas.
In fact, the hard work and the contribution of the TIP unit to the overall effort against human trafficking has already been paying off, as manifested in the removal of Jamaica from Tier 2 watch list to Tier 2, a promotion actually, and the index maintained by the government of the United States.
DCP Carl Williams. He made the disclosure while addressing a trafficking in persons training seminar organized by the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons held recently at the Sunset Jamaica Grand Hotel in Ocho Rios, St. Anne. DCP Williams says the Anti-Trafficking in Persons Unit, which was established in 2005, is taking a zero-tolerance approach to human trafficking, which he describes as modern-day slavery. He adds that trafficking in persons is regarded by the United Nations as one of the fastest-growing transnational organized criminal activities in the world. Brian Miller reporting from Ocho Rios for Roundabout JA.
A few time now.
Is man run things?
Cha, the two on wrong a gender equality time now.
Gender equality time?
Yeah, time for equal opportunities whether you are man or woman.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah, gender equality.
Gender equality. Know it.
Believe it.
Live it.
Vision 2030, Jamaica National Development Plan, is aimed at guiding the island to developed country status over the next 16 years. The government is on a mission to make Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. For more information, go to vision2030.gov.jm. On the community notice board, as part of Reggae Month celebrations, citizens are invited to the Trenchtown Community Festival Information Fair, Saturday, February 8 at Culture Yard from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And here's a glimpse of Jamaica.
When we need young man, when they make me a promise and say, man, you know, they've company there when you put yourself in a, and you know civil right, you know suit you, and you know civil right, me, I will deal with you. You will deal with you, but you just have to wait for you.
Then take me, man, I spank me skin, man, and tell me civil right. You can find out if you are the man, or I'm here, I will pick him.
Me ne ever can lean on.
Remember, you too can share your favorite glimpses of Jamaica by simply emailing tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm. And that's it for today's Journey Roundabout JA. Remember to join me again on this station or on our website at jis.gov.jm, where we'll highlight activities at the Jose Marti Technical High School Boys' Day celebration. I'm Ruth Ann Carr, and thanks to Prince Moore, my engineer. Until then, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.